Welcome to yet another episode of Get Your Nerd On with your boy P90, the rapper. You know what I mean? We're on episode 60, only 9 more episodes to that freaky shit. Yeah. Alright, dog. You already know what it is. Let's get into the catch up shit, and then we gonna get into all of this news. All of this news that we got today. Now, you might be asking, why the fuck is he so excited? I don't know why I'm so excited, but I'm excited. I haven't read no fucking comic books this entire week, and I'm still excited. That's a lie. I've been reading Annihilation Omnibus, and that shit kind of got me hyped. At first, that shit was slow, but then I started getting into that hell. And then, like, once you hit the two-fourths of the book, that shit just start picking up, bro. That shit. Hitting, so I probably won't get into Jessica Jones Alias yet. I just bought that recently, but I haven't read it yet. I was going to over Annihilation, but nah, Annihilation finally hitting. That shit finally hitting, so I'ma smoke that shit. Yeah, we gonna get through that. I got mad fucking X-Men books to read. I am not gonna lie, I got a bunch of fucking X-Men books to read. But it's okay, we gonna get to those X-Men books too. Who knows, maybe I do this shit in parts and I'll go read them. I'm probably not going to read them and then put them on here. If you can't hear that, that's because this is an ASMR. That's not actually scripted. So, yeah, but you wouldn't hear me telling you can't hear it. So, like, I mean, we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll throw, like, one or two of the motherfuckers in that hole. Or maybe I won't throw any of them in that hole. Although, I don't know if we talked about Immortal X-Men last week, but Immortal X-Men was kind of crazy, bro. It was kind of crazy, man. Dog. There's a lot of crazy things going on, actually. I'm going to just say them shits right here real quick. So, some spoilers for some comics. We got Moira McTaggart coming back from the grave. Bull. I'm fucking heated. I need her to die and stay dead. Oh, my God. I'm so tired. She just want to kill all the fucking mutants. Now she gonna come back with a vengeance. I hope she fails. They better write her to fail. She better not succeed in whatever the fuck she does. Oh, man. I'm so heated, bro. And then we got Immortal X-Men. Sinister knows some shit that's about to happen because he's basically been fucking using Moira McTaggart-type clones to fucking figure out. Like, he has controlled Moira McTaggart's in one of his secret labs, so he can basically get a glimpse at the timeline. But the issue is, she lives multiple timelines with multiple different outcomes, so he doesn't know if it's always the right one. He just assumes it is, and he almost fucked up his whole little mission he was doing because he was assuming that he had the right timeline going on. But the fact that he's holding a bunch of clones of Moira McTaggart is insane. The whole, yo, whoo, mind-blowing shit. Wild shit. I think we're about to get into a good era of X-Men again. The House and Powers, Krakoa early era was really good. Once Hickman was, like, sliding off of that, it kind of went a little down, not gonna lie. But the way they starting this shit off, crazy. And then we got X-Men Red, so basically, Araco's version of X-Men is about to happen. I'm hoping they add a nice fucking, they add a Krakoan person. I mean, not Krakoan, an Araco guy on that team. Whoo, that'd be great. I know this isn't the comic section, but since I'm not going to do a full deep dive, I decided to just, fuck it. That's where we're going to go. Yo, I got a Yara Flor fucking pop. Oh my God, it's fucking beautiful. If you're in the comic community on my Twitter, then you've seen it already. Fucking love it. It's fucking gorgeous. It's great. Fucking awesome. Yeah. So Immortal X-Men Red was crazy. That was pretty. It wasn't crazy. It was just really good start. I'm expecting a lot of good things coming out of it. Those were the only two X-Men things I really read though anyway. And then The Wolverine crap, finding out that Moira's not dead because her mutant ability isn't always working. it only kicks in when it's needed. So shooting her with a gun to take away her mutant ability doesn't work the fucking way you would think it works. Although now that we had this, I think I know how to disable it. You have to legitimately kill her, then shoot her with the gun, and then she won't come back. You just have to do it within those recent times. But anyway, let's get to what we're really here for. The news. And then we'll get back to comics later, maybe. Alright, so I've been using xCloud on my Xbox in my living room, and my that Xbox is an Xbox One X. And I'm thoroughly impressed. It is actually very, very responsive for a cloud gaming thing, although it's not perfect. I've just also learned timing for certain games. Like, I was playing the Shredder's snowboarding game, and I was able to jump when I wanted to jump. I realized initially, if you jump how you should jump, it's not going to work because it's cloud gaming. But I learned it a little bit. It's pretty good. I played something else on the cloud. I can't remember what it was. It's better than it was before, though. I was playing a turn-based game at one point on the cloud, and it did not really work out that well. Not as well as I wanted it to, but it worked out. And it was most definitely... Sorry about that. It was... Cloud gaming is really, really cool. It's not taking over anything, but it definitely is cool. I expected in like 6-7 years to finally be closer to an in-home console. But it also depends on if internet upgrades as well. I was not wired in when I was doing the cloud, so that's even better. Like, that was good to not be wired in, because my living room Xbox, I bought a wire, but the wire was too short, so now I'm a little pissed off. But yeah, it's running on Wi-Fi, and that ran pretty well. I can't wait to try something like Halo. I'm not sure if that's if that's on there. Oh, it is. No, I was streaming that. Because one day I was playing the Halo beta on my phone, but I was streaming it from my system. And that was a really horrible experience. Trying to time things properly, oh, that was really bad. But that was during Halo's beta. And since then, xCloud has had an upgrade. So, I'm going to see if there's a cloud version of Halo Infinite. I don't think there is. Or even MCC. And just to see how those play, I'm going to try those out now that I'm giving cloud gaming a fair shot. So, PlayStation was hinting at finally dropping a bag on Kojima, but it was just false, and there's a bigger name that they aim to grab. Instead, it was probably just Death Stranding coming to PlayStation Studios. Kojima is still staying an independent studio. Listen, they knew exactly what they were doing by putting Death Stranding up there, because that's his most recent game, and the PlayStation Studios banner, and then fucking letting Kojima post it, and then him coming out and saying, oh no, never mind, guys. I don't know why they did it, but they know that they did something, and they know what they were doing when they did that something. And I feel like that was false hope to some of the PlayStation gamers who really love him. Me, I ain't give a fuck. I'm happy that he's still independent. He's only making games for Sony anyway, but that means he can cross over whenever he feels like crossing over, and that's the one thing that I love about him staying independent. When he chooses to, he can just make games for Switch or Xbox or fucking PC only, if he wanted to. Gamers and article writers are in a frenzy as Microsoft is developing a new technology that will let them place ads in ads in free-to-play games. I honestly don't think that's a bad idea. I don't. Yes, there's a lot of monetization and stuff like that, but you know what could keep some of that monetization low? Those microtransactions low and stuff like that? If they got different, I mean, they would probably never do it, but if they got another bag. Why? Because if they got another bag giving them some money somewhere else, advertisements, then they can sacrifice some of those cosmetics that you have to purchase so much. They probably would never, because they get a lot of money from that shit, but in some cases, possibly. In some cases, even with the cosmetics, they don't make that much money because it's just so much upkeep, so much paying out everybody else. That's like, all right, let's get an extra bag somewhere else. Or even you can just use it for extra game advertisement. Sometimes it's really hard to know what games are coming out if you don't listen to me and other people that might or might not exist, or go looking for it, or wait for E3. So, like, advertisements are really important because you don't know what the fuck is out there without an advertisement. How do you know that anything exists without an advertisement and not walking into a store? Exactly. You gotta look. You gotta go out of your way. You gotta hope the YouTube algorithms give you what you need. So I really don't see a big issue in this, as long as it's not something that's plastered on the wall, like right in front of my face. If it's something that's like loading screen advertisement and it's done in a cool fashion, like a show, kind of like when you start NBA up and you're before you get in your match, they do like NBA Today. If they do something like that, that'd be really cool. They could make advertisements cool and not make them so boring. And they should hire me. I'll be like a show host, and every game that has these free advertisements, they'll do it the same style. I'll be like a show in a background or something like that, or on a billboard, and me and a co-host are just like, did you hear about that new Halo Infinite update? Yeah, man, that new Halo Infinite update. Oh, shit, that Halo Infinite update. And there you go, there's your advertisement, and it's cool, because it's like, oh, I can stop and watch that, and then one of the enemies shoots you in the head, and you're like, fuck, advertisement. But man, there's a Halo update. I'm not even mad, because I wouldn't have known about that. You see, my brain is awesome. I just solved how to make advertisements cool. I did. Give me the points for that. Back to the other thing I was talking about before this, though. Who do you think Sony will end up purchasing? Because their eyes are on something bigger. It could be Square. It could be Capcom. It could be Sega, but I doubt it. Although they do have Sega games because of Atlus, but like Atlus also plays a big part in Nintendo, so there's that. I would actually like Xbox to either purchase Sega, or I would like Sega to stay in the middle, because those Yakuza games run so great on my Xbox. There's one that I have for PlayStation. I don't remember which one it is, honestly, but it's not that it runs bad or anything. It's just I enjoy so much more on my Xbox. But that's the thing, though. So I understand why other people would not want anything to go exclusive, although, fuck that. I like my achievements. I like the way I earn on Xbox. I don't care for the way you earn on PlayStation whatsoever. It's just not fun to me. Like, those trophies and shit, they're cool. I just don't care about them. And because of that, I wouldn't want games to go exclusively to PlayStation. So I totally understand when people are like, yeah, I don't want games exclusively on Xbox from my favorite publishers. But at the same time, nigga, it's war. Let's get this shit, dog. War, Kaz. Alright, on another note, I haven't played Forbidden West yet, but the ending seems to have been a big cliffhanger, and they're already planning for the sequel, where they will be exploring a very big and important mystery within the game. That sounds pretty cool and ambitious. I'm excited for you Horizon Zero Dawn fans. I don't know if I'm ever going to play that game. I know I'm going to buy it. Of course I'm going to buy it. Am I going to play it? I'm absolutely not sure if I'm ever going to play it. I just know I'm going to buy it. I haven't even beaten the first Horizon game, so for me to say, yeah, I'm gonna play the next one is really big of a lie, because I'm honestly not sure. Now, if I play it, y'all know I will come back here and I will talk about it. If I play it, I'll probably try and stream it. I want to get into a streaming schedule, man. I want to get into a really good streaming schedule and start streaming. But I don't know. We'll see. But I don't know, man. We gotta fuck around with it. We gotta see what happens. But feel free to, well, actually, I could Google the ending. I was going to say, feel free to spoil the ending and tell me what theories you people might have. Maybe I'll open up a Q&A on Spotify. And if you're listening on Spotify and you have theories, I'll let you drop your theories. Otherwise, just tweet your theories out. I'll find them. I'll find them one way or another. Naughty Dog is working on a new game. And Neil Druckmann. Yo, I'm butchering your name. Like, it's like drunk, but there's no and it's like Dirk, but the R isn't. I'm not making fun of your name. I'm making fun of the fact that I can't fucking pronounce a simple name. Because it's not that difficult. My body just won't let me. Neil D. We're going to call him Neil D. You know, the dude who worked on The Last of Us shit. Isn't the director for this new game. They're going for a large fantasy setting. But they're not much. There's not much to go off. That's literally a large fantasy seven. Large fantasy setting. And Neil will not be a part of this project. I wonder what's going to happen. I wonder if it's going to be like futuristic fantasy or in the past fantasy. I also wonder if it's going to be open world or if it's going to be linear. I'm hoping they stay linear. That would be really, really good. I play Naughty Dog games whether I like them or not. I mean, everyone remembers what happened when I played fucking Last of Us 2, right? I hated it. But I pushed the fuck through it. Because I like Naughty Dog. They make really, really good, beautiful looking games, you know? So I respect it. I respect them. Hopefully this game's actually good, though. So, to continue on here, Microsoft is developing a new chip that will be used in future Xbox Series systems to help add a power and processing boost to the system. Not necessarily an all-new version of system, but hey, things have been outdated and it's time for us to still upgrade whatever we can. And I think that's absolutely fine. A lot of these components are built and signed off on months before the systems actually launch. And they get outdated. Like, that's the one thing most people say when they play consoles is, oh, you can't change the blah, 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 so it's always outdated, blah, 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 blah. This is why I can never be a PC, blah, 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 blah. That's the thing. So it's like, hey, ain't nothing wrong with getting the newer chip version of something or upgrading something a couple months later. I only say that because there will be people who are like, oh, I feel like we were chipped out of it. Why don't you just get put a stronger chip? And it's just like, dog, they really can't. They have to do testings. They have to make sure they have enough of the chips to start doing it. And apparently they didn't, but that's also because COVID hit and then shit started fucking up the movements. But a new chip might mean new shelf life or more items on the shelf. So there's that. That's a good thing. I think this is great. Also, if it can be upgraded to, like, better the system better handle things, that would be fucking fantastic, too. I'll buy that, and then I'll put this current Series X in the living room, and boom, I finally got my second Series X. Always want a better system. I wonder how much of a boost will be noticeable, though, or how much of it will just be, hey, it's just processing everything a little bit faster. You'd have to be like super techie to notice, but we also made these chips just so we could fucking get more systems out. I think that it's a good idea though. I do. Games are just going to get better. It's going to get more insane. If you can keep up, if you can make the system keep up, do it. And it's not like the ones that we have now are obsolete fully or anything. Like, they're still the best home console on the market. So it's not like you'll be losing out. It's just, hey, we have the ability to do it. So at some point, we're just going to start putting newer chips in the Xbox. And then if we could do it again, we'll do it again. Instead of making an entirely new system, just change the chip until it's time to make a full-on new system. Sony keeps investing into Epic Games, adding an extra $1 billion to the table. What does this mean? Probably nothing that you are that you would fear that it meant. More of, hey, we're going to keep investing in you and keep bringing certain things to us a little bit faster, a little bit better. That's it. Don't want to buy you. Just want to keep investing. That, or they're playing the share game, and they're just over here buying every time they get a chance to buy some shares and buy some shares until they technically can get a seat and put them on. Basically an Elon Musk with Twitter situation. I wouldn't be surprised if something like that ended up happening. But I don't know if it's just them dumping money off or if it's them saying, yeah, we're truly investing. Like, here, we're trying to be holders. We're trying to be the highest shareholders in your company. Because then that means we can get on the board and start making decisions, executive decisions. Hopefully it makes its way to Infinite at a later season, but MCC has Firefight, and now they have Flood Firefight, and I'm extremely jealous to a point where I'm getting an expansion card, and I'm going to download MCC again. I love Firefight. Firefight is great. I remember when Firefight was first introduced. So much fun, bro. Oh my gosh. Firefight was intense. Firefight was so beautiful. A Firefight will never feel the same unless they literally recreate that setting for Firefight. I can't express how many hours, days I've spent on Firefight. Dog, that shit was just so great. I also miss Halo 3. I really miss Halo 3 era. It was something else. Maybe soon Halo Infinite will feel like Halo 3. Maybe. But until then, I'm going to keep missing Halo 3. Halo 3 was great. Dog, the community was fun. Everybody hated each other. It was love. Oh, man. Fucking Halo community. Also, I just turned on my Halo, and I'm buying Perfect Circle right now because I have 500 credits, and it's only 300 credits. I'm buying it. I have a circle floating around my head in Halo Infinite now. The circle is the Halo in like an AI-ish form. I love it. Also, for some reason, my AI keeps changing its voice, and I don't like that. So, we're going to go to Circ. Yeah, we'll use Circ for now. Why is he playing Halo while podcasting? Because I have a horrible, well, never mind. Let's go. Let's keep going. So apparently the Kingdom Hearts stuff was leaked at some point, and the same leak says we should be on the lookout for a new Final Fantasy full-on remake announced at some point soon. So just like Final Fantasy VII type remake, we're going to get another Final Fantasy that gets an entire overhaul, and sadly it's not 13. I don't think you understand how upset that makes me that it's not 13. I love Final Fantasy 13, dog. That shit is my shit, bro. Literally the best game. The best. The dopest. The greatest game. Can't wait. Really can't wait. Yo. I fucking tried to play... I tried to play, what the fuck was it? Halo Lasso. I tried to play Halo Infinite Lasso. Holy fuck, that shit is difficult as hell. Once you get through the first part, it can become really easy. But you gotta get through the first part first. That shit is insane. Difficult. Especially since you don't start with your upgrades. Like, there's no new game plus where you get to keep your upgrades. It makes it even more difficult. I don't like it. Bugsnax coming to Xbox April 28th, so prepare for some kid-friendly gaming fun. And it'll even be a part of Game Pass day one. The Deus Ex devs are working on a new game, and it gives some intense high-end control vibes. The trailer is so mysterious, doesn't really tell you anything, but it makes you wonder what the fuck is really going on and what's going to happen in this game. And it's most likely going to be a next gen only, and I'm here for it. I'm here for it. It should be. I want them to focus. I want them to make it the bestest, baddest fucking game they can make it. Because the Deus Ex devs know what the fuck they're doing with games. With a story. They know how to do that. Someone beat Elden Ring in under 7 minutes, and it's super impressive, but like, wow. How, bro? How? Why? Why would you do that? That's insane. That's nuts. You're crazy. I don't get it. I don't. I'm not knocking you, but I'm knocking you. Because like, why the fuck would you do that? That's insane. Like, truly insane. Anyway, another exciting thing is Halo Infinite devs tap Halo 4 Forge and Map co-developers, people who helped them develop it. And the name of them is Certain Affinity. And they are going to help out with the future of Halo. And, bro, this could be great because there have been rumors of a Battle Royale version of Halo. We are getting a Last Man Standing game mode in Halo, which is going to be similar to a Battle Royale. But still, this could mean a lot. They could be helping with a BR. They could be helping develop more interesting maps sooner. They could be helping get Forge done quicker so that the community can start making maps too, because that was one thing that Bungie always did, and I'm sure 343 did it at some point too, was incorporate fan-made maps into the real multiplayer. I'm super excited to see what comes of this partnership. Probably won't hear anything for like another year, but I think that in the middle of season 2 / next year of Halo, we're gonna get wild announcements depending on what that team is going to be working on when they help out 343. Could be fucking amazing, and it could just be some normal mid shit. I'm banking on fucking amazing. I hope so. I'm excited for it. So I don't know if anyone saw the article, but Oddworld creator calls out devastating PlayStation Plus deal. I think the only reason this deal was a little devastating for them, other than the fact that it was mostly free downloads, it was a high number of free downloads compared to sales. And I think the big difference here is that PlayStation Plus games, it seems you get them for free, you know? And Xbox Game Pass games, you either, I guess you could talk to Microsoft and try and get them paid on there. You can talk incentive bonuses, you know, if people play your game, if they turn it on 5 times and play it 30 minutes every time they turn it on, then you may get a bonus for every 50 people that do that. Or you put it on for free, you can get a bigger bonus depending on plays, or even downloads. So like, there's that. And I think that might be the reason why it was like, cool, we can reach a new audience with this. But since PlayStation Plus, you can keep that game forever as long as you have PlayStation Plus forever, and you don't ever have to buy the game. But with Game Pass, the games leave, and sometimes you don't finish the games and you go back and buy them. And PlayStation Plus doesn't really give you that that idea, because PlayStation Plus is so cheap. All those free games that I get, I can just go buy PlayStation Plus whenever I feel like I want to play that game again. Like, I don't have to pay for that game, and plus it's other stuff that I get with it. So I can understand how putting your game on PlayStation Plus didn't work out the best as far as payments go. Now, I don't know the full contract or the contract at all, but from the quote
from the article and the interview.
It's definitely, it has something to do with, he got a lot of players, but it didn't equal a lot of money. Now, who's to say that if the creators just straight up said, hey, we're only going to sell the game, it would have done nearly as good. But I see the point and I get it. And it's probably, they didn't get enough return for what they did. Although they did get something for the game. They definitely did. It's just, because there was a point where they were saying that putting it on the deal that Sony was giving them is better than the deal that they were projecting, or that they were guessing what they would get if they just shipped the game. But business is a live and learn type of thing. So you take this and you don't apply it next time. And then boom, you got the end of our game news. So yeah, that's the end of our game news, and I hope that the next thing that they make, they can do something 10 times better than what they ended up going with. The games are great. Oddworld has a cult following of fans, but I hope that the next thing they put out, it's such a bigger project and it gets more love and it gets more direct sales. Now, comic stuff? A little bit of comic stuff. If you're like me and you love Omnibus, well, Dark Knight's Metal gets an Omnibus. And it's coming out in 2023. It's 744 pages. Let's see if we can see what else is included in it. We get Dark Days. So we get all the Dark Days. Forge and the casting. We get Dark Knight's Metal 1 through 6, Batman Red Death, Murder Machine, Dawnbreaker, The Drowned, The Merciless, The Devastator, The Batman Who Laughs, Batman Lost number 1, Hawkman Found number 1, Dark Knight's Rising the Wild Hunt, Teen Titans, Nightwing 29, Teen Titans 12, Nightwing 29, Suicide Squad 26, Green Arrow 32, The Flash 33, Justice League 32-33, Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps 32. So, it's just the Dark Knights, which is really interesting to me. I don't remember how much shit happened in the, how many things we got for Metal. But I'm assuming that Metal is going to get its, sorry, Dark Knight's Metal Omnibus. Forgive me. I'm double checking something now. Dark Knight's Metal 1 through 6. All right. I can't fucking, Death Metal. There we go. Dark Knight. Death Metal. So, Death Metal must be getting its own omnibus, which is fine, but that's what seems to be the case with this, because there's a lot. That's a story. It's a double story, but then on top of that, there's Year of the Villain. So I wonder if Year of the Villain will get its own omnibus, even though it doesn't really need it.
It's just. Well, I guess you could just put that in Justice League, in the Justice League Omnibus,
because that was a lot of Legion of Doom setting up for Dark Knight's Death Metal. Or Death Metal. You know what? That's why, because it's just called Death Metal. DC Death Metal. So, I don't know. I just wonder if that's going to happen. But hey. If you guys never read Dark Knight's Metal, you'll finally have the chance to in omnibus form next year. I'm very excited. I want to own it and just put it on my shelf.
Batman's Gothic Opera. DC reveals incredible new creative team for Detective Comics, as written by IGN, Jesse. So, writer Ram V, and artist Raphael. I will not pronounce your last name because I don't want to butcher it. And colorist Dave Stewart. They're going to be the new regulars on the Detective Comics starting with issue 1062. I'm very excited because all my homies really, really love that that writer. And he also did Carnage, and he did something else that I read. And I didn't know that he did what I read. And I'm very excited now. And I'm really hoping for some Batwoman. I want some Batwoman to pop up. You know what I mean? I need some Batwoman to pop up. I just love Batwoman. And I need Kate Kane to pull up because she's the GOAT. She's the fucking GOAT. So she needs to be there. But yeah. Also, we have Chip Zdarsky, the writer for Daredevil, who's also coming on to write the main Batman title. So those are two really good writers, and I'm excited. I'm very excited. Although Tamaki's been doing fantastic with Detective Comics. Sad to see Tamaki go, but I'm very open to seeing how the new creative team works out on this. Also, guys, if you didn't know, The Batman is on HBO Max now. So if you have been waiting to watch that movie and didn't watch it in theaters like a weirdo, now's the time. Now is the time. Also, Connor Hawke is asexual as of today. Go Connor Hawke. Green Arrow's son. Let's see, what else do we got in the comic news, guys? I accidentally closed out my note app, so, like, I'm being super, super, super... screw it. We'll throw some multimedia up in here. We'll get all the extra stuff out in here. DC was going to give Ezra Miller a prequel comic for the Flash movie. Most likely due to all the drama, though, it got canceled. You know, he was, like, drunk and storming in people's houses and saying he was going to beat the shit out of people. Well, he's lost his comic. A Superman reboot script will be handed in soon as Coates plans to turn in a draft. Sorry, guys. Kendrick Lamar just tweeted something, so I have to click it and check. Kendrick Lamar is officially retired, and then someone... So someone tweeted that Kendrick Lamar is officially retired, and Kendrick was like, no, nigga, read this mother. Oh, wait, hold up. He tweeted something else. I'm sorry. I know this is a gaming podcast. Give me a moment. Sorry, guys. You may not know that I'm like the biggest TDE fan in the whole fucking world. There's no one else who's a bigger TDE fan than me. That's word to everything. You're not a TDE fan. I am. You're just a TDE listener, motherfucker. So, sorry for that interruption, but blame TDE. and PG Lang, because I'm a PG Lang fan now, too, because that's Kendrick shit, so that's my shit. I mean, not my shit, but you know, that's my shit, dog. Anyway, back to what we're here for. Yeah, a Superman reboot script is on the way. So, we will be getting Superman movie, possibly, if this script gets approved and they like it. And they're just like, yeah, yo, this is what we're running with. We're going to get a Superman movie. Probably a black Superman movie. That leads into the fact that DC is, Discovery wants to do a big overhaul. Oh my gosh. You know what? I could really sit here and go on forever about this. And I will. So, this podcast was supposed to drop on Monday, but I got work and I got thoughts. So, we're going to save this for tomorrow. I'm going to finish this up and then I'm going to post it sometime Tuesday.
All right. Tuesday, April 19th. That's a promise. I just want to get my thoughts off because I'm about to give y'all some free game. I'm about to give them some super free game. Y'all may not like it. Y'all may love my ideas. But I'm going to give them free fucking game. So I'm going to come back after work, record this, and then we're going to drop it. And then, yeah. So I got y'all. Let me get ready for work. We'll get back to this. I keep it a bean. Okay, so listen. If you're going to overhaul the entirety of DC's visual area, right? If that's what you're going to do, then I think you should reassess the current universe, okay? And see if that's really what you want to do, if you want to start a universe, or if you just want to make really, really good stories for our heroes that have nothing to do with each other, because either one is fine. But if you're going to start a universe, what you need to do is you need to cut out all the origins for anyone who's already been on screen or who was already about to have a second movie. If you're going to reboot with zero origins. You can hint at origins, but you don't need to do any origins anymore. Everyone should be a year one and a half, two, unless they're newer characters. Like if you're adding Booster Gold in, or if you're adding Martian Manhunter into the film. And even then, it would be great to get a Martian Manhunter origin, but he's a character who you can kind of tell the origin of through the story of whatever film he's in, actually. So yeah, there's that. I would also say do not try and compete with Marvel. It's not that they couldn't come back and try and catch up or win or anything, but that's not what they should do. They should not compete with Marvel, otherwise they will be limiting themselves, in my opinion. I truly believe they should just go with their own plan. Do you guys want to work up to a big baddie? Who's the first big baddie you want to work up to? Don't kill your big baddie. Don't. These universes can go on forever, right? And we already had this argument here. It's okay to recast. It's okay to recast. People get old. People can't do the roles anymore. Sometimes that specific character has a lot of story left in them. So if you do Darkseid, right? And then you want Darkseid to reappear 10 years later. But you can't get the same person for Darkseid 10 years later. They didn't want to do a long-term contract. Sure, it might be a little weird, but it's absolutely fine. It's just like a comic book changing the writing team. Art's going to be a little funky. It's going to be the same great story. Unless they get a shitty writer. But still, that's it. So they shouldn't worry about killing off characters, making things a one-off. Because it would be really cool to see dynamics of, like, Darkseid coming back to Earth, trying to conquer it or some shit, looking for the life equation, after losing the first time and then noted seeing the heroes in the distance have to deal with such and such. Just some random shit. But all those connecting little dots are fucking cool. Like, they're really cool. And then we have characters that don't necessarily need to die. I mean, I do think characters should die in the movieverse. They just, not all of them need to die. Trauma, like, there's just so much. When they do this, they don't need to make it everything a one-off. They don't need to prepare to write off characters. These are a bunch of gods and gods and Batman and people who can go back in time and shit. Stop fucking playing with the comic book characters, fam. Let them niggas express themselves as much as possible. But I would also like to see after the way this Batman movie came out, I would be interested in hearing how they would do a similar universe if it was meant to fit this Batman universe. Because I'm not saying I want it to connect with this Batman, but that could probably help them make better movies as far as effects go and stuff like that. So depending on how they handle the movie, depending on if they want it to be ridiculously futuristic looking or if they want it to feel like if Superman was in the present day type of thing. Thoughts like that could really, really alter how these movies come out. But that's for the live action side. For the DC animation side, I think they need to start over. I think they need to go rewatch their old shit. And I think they need to understand that the new art style and animation that they have going on, art style is passable. That animation really, really reminds me of me playing with action figures. Opposed to stuff from like Teen Titans, Batman the Animated Series, Batman Beyond, Justice League Doom, Public Enemy. Those were fucking fire. And I think the animated universe could do both. I think they could either have their own connecting story, or I think that they can have just a bunch of solos. I would like a connected universe personally, only because I've been like writing a random ass plan for one. And it would just be really, really fucking cool. But if they just bang out really fire DC animated movies, that'd be cool. And on top of that, every time they make any of these, they should promote them properly. Give them proper marketing. And then market a comic or two to go with it. Something to make it easier for people to get into comics. Because what they did with the Batman was great. The comics that inspired the making of the movie, being bundled together with the Batman as the cover, very, very smart. They got to do the same thing for Shazam. They got to do the same thing for Black Adam. They should really do that a lot more often. Because that way, you got people coming in all three of your fronts. You got an animation fans, you got animation fans getting into comics, you got movie fans getting into comics, you got comic book fans getting into either one of those because they're seeing what they're inspired by and they're like, oh, well, you know, I really did like that story. Maybe I'll give this one a shot this time. And boom, you got a whole fish hook right there. You got them in your crosshairs. I think that would work out personally. I truly do. I does. All right. I could definitely go on more about that. But like, I'd have to write it down. This is me waking up and being like, yo, this is everything I wanted to say. There's going to be a week. I got a little bit of other things to say first, I think. But actually, I think I said everything I wanted to say before I said this. Apple expanding its health. I don't think I talked about Apple expanding its health application. I mean, it's cool. But they're going to like have it be able to tell the body temperature and stuff like that. They're going to increase the way that it tracks menstrual cycles. The Apple Watch is going to do a lot of really cool shit, it looks like. It's going to have medicine reminders, better sleep tracking. And all this stuff is actually really fucking useful. It's really, really useful stuff if you really use your watch every day. And you do a lot of shit and sometimes forget about yourself, which is a very important thing, like to not forget about yourself. So that's really cool. That was really it. That I'm waiting for the new Apple event. I want to see what the new iOS really, really looks like. I'm excited for it. Did I also say that HBO is adapting a Supernatural comic, Dead Boy Detective? Yeah, I didn't say that. I'm sorry, my notes is all over the place, guys. But Dead Boy Detectives will be getting its own HBO Max adaption. And actually, that could be really, 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 really great. I'm excited to see what happens with that. If I did mention it, well, I mentioned it twice. Ha! All right. that's about it. I've got nothing else. May or may not be an episode next week. I want to go back to comics. For some reason, when I record this, the week that I record this, I don't read comics. But the week I don't record this, I read comics. Maybe it's because my schedule is like me. But once I have that month break and I catch up on everything, it will be, we'll be back to normal. I think that's all I need, just a time off. But yeah, thanks guys. Follow P90 the rapper on TikTok if you do want some comic rundowns. I do them in like 60 seconds. Eventually I'll be back here doing them, but for now I'm doing it on TikTok. So P90 the rapper on TikTok. Also P90 the rapper on Twitter. I have a comic book community over there where we just talk about strictly comics. It's a little safe space. Get out of the toxic side of Twitter and shit. You can say your most bold takes and we won't ban you unless you call Laura Kenny, aka Wolverine, X-23, outside of her X-23 comics. Or if you just start some random shit. But thank you for getting your nerd on with your boy P90 the Rapper. Peace.